I'm not talking back hair. Does your boat fly south for the winter with the other boats? Regardless of how you answer, you need to be licensed and registered because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at takemefishing.org.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Headquarters is the place to be on Saturday, May 18th. Our tasting area will host Meister Cheese, Studnicka Cattle Company, Gillingham Meads LLC, Driftless Gold Organic Maple Syrup, Wild Hills Winery, and Surgeon's Winery from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donnie Razick will play from noon to 3 p.m. Thank you, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Meyer Construction, and Biba Palooza for being proud sponsors of the festival.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Brian Clark. Iran's foreign minister says on social media the regime has no intention of continuing attacks towards Israel. On Saturday, Iran launched about 300 drones and missiles in its first ever direct attack on Israel.
Explosions lighting up the night sky over Jerusalem. The sound of emergency sirens piercing the air, warning people to seek shelter from the ongoing assault. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a message on social media this morning. We intercepted, we blocked, together we will win.
It's ABC's Brick Klenet in Jerusalem. Israel says 99% of the attacks were intercepted. National Security Advisor John Kirby asked if the U.S. could now be under threat.
We have not seen any threats, specific threats, to our personnel or our facilities, but we're going to stay vigilant to that, absolutely.
This is ABC News. Relatives say a traumatic incident years ago changed the Texas man who's now accused of driving a stolen 18-wheeler into a public safety office on Friday afternoon in Brenham, outside of Houston. One person was killed, 13 were hurt.
Authorities say after a chase, 42-year-old Clenard Parker rammed a Texas public safety office with a stolen tractor trailer on purpose. Lena Randall, who says Parker is her adopted brother, describing a car crash several years ago that traumatized Parker, after which he was sometimes delusional but never got upset.
Don't know of him ever being angry, but something happened.
Parker arrested at the scene. Police say he had been denied a driver's license at that location the day before. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Four people were killed Saturday in rural Idaho after their pickup truck was struck by a train about 35 miles northwest of Boise. Authorities say the vehicle failed to yield at a railroad crossing. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc. Bank.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are expecting a pretty nice day shaping up once again with plenty of sunshine and temperatures running about 10 to 15 degrees above normal. It'll stay rather nice tomorrow with high pressure still in control, but a large storm system gathering in the Rocky Mountains and Western Plains will start heading eastward, and that will bring us big impacts as we head into Tuesday and Wednesday with some strong winds and some periods of rain. That rain could be substantial, like an inch and a half or more. Even some strong thunderstorms not out of the question late Tuesday or Tuesday night, although the greater risk of severe weather will be in Iowa, Missouri, parts of Illinois, but even in the southwest Wisconsin, a few storms with hail and gusty winds are possible. We'll have some cooler conditions working for the end of the week, so keep those coats handy. You'll certainly need them. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy to sunny, warm and a bit breezy. High temperature topping out around 76 degrees. West wind becoming northwest, 8 to 17 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and quiet, low at 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, still pleasant with a high of 72. Wind variable at 3 to 8. As we head into Monday night, clouds roll in and turning breezy, low at 46. Tuesday, windy and cooler with periods of rain, heavier late in the day. Also, some thunderstorms likely at times. High at 62, east winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy, some occasional showers and possible thunderstorms tapering down in the afternoon. Low 51, high at 63. Thursday, peaks of sun, breezy and cooler. Low 42 with a high of 56. Friday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler yet. Low 34 with a high of 50. And by Saturday, frosty early, otherwise some sunshine and cool. Low 30 with a high of 51 degrees. Enjoy the nice weather out there. This morning, I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a sunny 59 degrees, now just turning 60, and that is up from a morning low of 53. Yesterday, we had a high of 72 and no precipitation. A record high for this date, 87, set in 2003, while a record low of 18 was set in 1957. Last year on this day, our high was 82, our low 49. Sunset today will be at 7:43, sunrise tomorrow at 6:20. No precipitation. The barometer on the rise, it's at 29.70, and west winds are at 2. Again, it's a sunny 60 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello. Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Henricks. Two tribal nations have filed a lawsuit against several social media companies, including the parent companies of Facebook, Snapchat, and Google. They accuse the companies of contributing to high rates of suicide among Native American youth. The Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin and the Spirit Lake Tribe of North Dakota filed the suit in Los Angeles this week. The spring grant cycle for a SSM Health of St. Clair Foundation Healthy Community Partnership grants is fast approaching. The grants provide funding for projects, programs, and activities that advance the health and wellness of those living in the greater Baraboo Lake, Delton, Wisconsin Dells area. Those working on innovative ideas, collaborative projects, or programs who need seed money for implementation are encouraged to apply. The application deadline for the spring grant cycle is April 5th, with all monies awarded by June 15th. Eligible programs and activities for funding include health education, disease screening, fitness and wellness assessments and improvement, research, speakers' fees related specifically to health and wellness and serving the areas underserved, practitioners in all fields of health, educators in school districts, employers, civic organizations, and service clubs are encouraged to apply. Collaborative proposals are always welcome. For more information regarding the Healthy Community Partnership Grant Program and to obtain a grant application, contact Julia Randles, SSM Health, at St. Clair Foundation Director at 608-356-1449 or visit stclair.com/foundation and click on the Healthy Community Partnership Grants link. Today is a 414 day in Milwaukee. The occasion is named after the city's area code. The website promotes the celebration, also known as Milwaukee Day, and says it's a citywide and statewide holiday dedicated to celebrating the city while also inspiring positive, proactive action in hopes of making Milwaukee a better place to live, work, and call home. Happenings during the celebration include the unfurling of a 414 day flag at Milwaukee City Hall, a party at the Harley-Davidson Museum, the Home Sweet Home 5K Run, and plenty of live music around the city. You can find more about the event online at MilwaukeeDay.com. Electric disconnections will begin on Monday for people behind on their utility bills. Wisconsin Rapids Water Works and Lighting Commission ask customers who are behind to contact their office. You can discuss payment arrangements by calling 715-423-6300. If you need energy assistance, that number is 715-421-8654. During National Volunteer Month this month, the American Red Cross is asking donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors and those giving platelets, are needed now to help the blood supply remain strong enough to support the critical patient care this spring. The Red Cross depends on thousands of volunteer blood donors to collect about 12,000 blood donations every single day. With no substitute for blood and no way to manufacture it, volunteer donors are essential in transfusion care. Blood drives and donation centers also depend on the generosity and valuable time of those who make it possible for the Red Cross to help people in need.
Two blood drives will be held this week in the area. The first, Monday, will be from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. The second will be Friday, and that will be from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Spring into action. Book a time to give life-saving blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Intimate incidents of pioneer life in Richland County, the making of maple syrup. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, in their records of newspaper section, BA12118, as it appeared in the Richland Center Democrat, April 9th, 1924, by the Rambler, and this is part five of a five-part series. In the four preceding articles, I've discussed the methods of feeding, housing, clothing, farming. And we now come to another industry. It was quite general in the early days, and in fact, it continued to be a regular, seasonal industry with many Richland County farmers up to the present day. Maple sugar making was a matter of considerable importance to the early settlers, as it meant a supply of sweets, not as a luxury, but for the general usage. Richland County was rich in hard or sugar maple forests, and if the farmer did not have a sugar bush on his own farm, there were still thousands of acres of unoccupied land that he could go to, select one conventionally, and locate there as possible. During the winter, the necessary preparations were made. Sap troughs and spouts, or what they called spiles, as they were then known, prepared them for what would draw near. The snow was cleared from around the shed, and kettle and everything taken to the location so that operations could begin as they started with the sap beginning to flow. Maple sugar and syrup were made to supply the family's needs for the year. I well remember a basswood chest of considerable size, which was filled with soft sugar, besides making up a lot of cakes and filling sundry kegs and jars with that syrup. Store sugar was but little used, and it was brown or New Orleans sugar, as they called it back then, which came in huge hog sheds. The country, the merchants, usually had a sugar mill to run it through and improve it, as its appearance was important. As soon as thawing days and freezing nights came in early spring, the entire family was forced to find the sugar bush. Now, in few remaining localities there were maple sugar where it was made, you'll find the exasperated pans and other modern applicants to make the work easier and more expeditious, and the sugar and syrup lighter in color. Then a huge iron kettle was used, holding 15 or 20 gallons, as it was hung on a big tripod to set up with stones, circle stones as they were laid out, and inside this circle the fire was built. The sap troughs were made from seasoned basswood logs, hollowed with an axe and a chisel. Quite often, when not doing duty as sap troughs, they were used as cradles for the constantly arriving babies. I was there rocked in one when I was young, at least that's what I was told. The sap was carried from the trees in pails slung over each other, and a yoke was used for the resting across your shoulders. They then poured it into the kettles, kept it boiling, and the sap constantly added as it evaporated until the kettle was full of syrup. The syrup was then dipped out, cooled, made into sugar, soft or hard, according to its consistency, and some of it was left enough to be used as a syrup. It was rather dark in color, but it was pure stuff. Sugar making was a busy time for every member of the family, and it meant several days were spent in the sugar bush from early morning until late in the evening, and sometimes when the sap was running strong, even into the night. It was a time that everyone looked forward to eagerly, children and young folks especially, because they were full of interest and adventure. When the sugaring off was done, the maple wax and sugar cakes were being made. What a joyous time it was. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Hugo Bock of Richland City.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC.
Today is Sunday, April 14th. Kenneth W. Studnicka, 82 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church on Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements for Kenneth W. Studnicka, 82 of Muscadet. Lisa Everson, 64 of DeSoto, died Saturday, April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday, July 7th at 11 at Blackhawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family of Lisa Everson, 64 of DeSoto. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Stormy Moore and Kyle Cook had a son, Kalen James, and also Norma Garcia Manuel and Eusebio Bartolo Martinez had a son, Matthew M.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
A good birthday wish list, or excuse me, a good birthday wish today, as well as a few anniversaries to send out on this Sunday, April 14th. Happy birthday today to Frank Vandenberg, or Vandenberg Sr., with love from your wife, Mary Jane. Happy birthday today to Hillary Schaller, from with love from Mom and Dad. Also, happy birthday to Hillary Schaller from Aunt Sally. Happy birthday to Roger Smith today from the Richland Center Lions. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions would like to wish Lydia Annan, Jameson Brown, Tom Goplin, Amber Hardy, Matthew Rowe, Donna Walsh, Rich Swazik, and Vanessa Venglish a happy birthday.
Happy birthday today to Jerry Kintz and Maureen Vandermolen from Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday to Harper Marion and Sawyer Marion from the Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday once more to Maureen Vandermolen from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. The Little Willow Birthday Club would like to wish Cindy Swigum and Thad Weldon a happy birthday. Happy birthday today to Jerry Anier and John Kataravic from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Happy birthday once more to Jerry Kintz from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. Happy birthday to Alan Bradley retiree Maureen Vandermolen from also retired 18101. Happy birthday to a special friend, Maureen Vandermolen. Have an awesome day from your Durst friends, Dave, Donna, Dwayne, and Eli, or Ellie, excuse me. Happy birthday as well today to Thornburg with, or from Lori and the guys. Birthday wishes going out to Tim Gunningham, also from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday to Tim Gunningham from Mom and Dad. Hope you have a great day today, Tim. Happy birthday to Katie Rando from St. Luke Lutheran Church, as well as wishing Kyle Falk a happy birthday today from St. Luke Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Stu Miller from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy birthday to Dan Imhoff. Hope, enjoy your day. Love you, Grandma Jean. Happy anniversary today to John and Melissa Fruit from Bloom City Town Crier. Also happy anniversary to Mike and Sherry Bartles and Tom and Regina McIntosh from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. Happy anniversary to John and Melissa Fruit from the Richland Center Lions. So to all of those we mentioned, and as well as all those celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, we hope you have a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports Today, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. The Richland Center High School baseball game against River Valley, which was scheduled for this coming Tuesday, has been moved to Monday because of inclement weather forecasted on Tuesday. Also, in softball action this weekend for high school sports, it was Dodgeville defeating Reedsburg 7-3. While in baseball, it was Mauston over Flambeau 12-1. Eau Claire Memorial defeated River Valley 5-1. And it was Onalaska over Viroqua 16-3. Also, it was track at Millhaven Invitational at New Lisbon this weekend. For team scores in first, Ithaca Weston came away, taking the top spot at 96 points, while Riverdale had 67, good for fourth. Also in boys, it was Riverdale at 41.5 and Ithaca Weston scoring 23, Riverdale getting fifth place, while Ithaca Weston scored 12. As for more individual scores, in the girls' 100-meter dash, it was Kaylee Miller of Ithaca Weston, a senior, getting a time of 13.96. Also, in the boys' 100-meter dash finals, it was Tim Bailey, a senior of Riverdale, with an 11.14. In the girls' 100-meter hurdles finals, it was Gretchen Buchholz of Riverdale, who is a sophomore, and had a 17.58, while Tristan Peterson of Ithaca Weston, a junior, had 18.14 for a time. In the girls' 200-meter dash, Aubrey Coe, and from Ithaca Weston, a senior, had a time of 28.52, while in the boys' 200-meter dash, it was Riverdale senior Tim Bailey with a 22.33 time, and Noah Arrington, a senior of Riverdale, with a 23.87 time. In the girls' 1,600-meter run, Mallory Meese of Riverdale, a sophomore, had a 6:32. In the boys' 1,600-meter run, in the girls' 4x200, 4x2-meter relay, it was Ithaca Weston with a time of 2:03. Also, in other scores from the event, in the girls' 300-meter hurdles, Tristan Peterson, a junior of Ithaca Weston, had a 52:22. In the boys' 800-meter run, it was Channing Brown, a junior of Ithaca Weston, with a 2:14. In the girls' high jump finals, Gretchen Buchholz, a sophomore of Riverdale, had a 4:08, and Kaylee Miller, a senior of Ithaca Weston, had a 4:08. In girls' long jump finals, it was Tristan Peterson, Ithaca Weston junior, with a 15:09, while in girls' triple jump, Aubrey Coe, a senior of Ithaca Weston, with a 31:10. And in the girls' 800-meter run, Kaylee Peterson, a senior of Ithaca Weston, had a 2:24. So, and as well, a couple more girls' discus throw. It was Kayla McCorkle, a senior of Riverdale, with a 94:1. And in girls' shot put finals, it was Holly King, a junior of Ithaca Weston, with a 29:5. So, congratulations to all of those taking part in that event. And in sports, Jake Bowers hit a tie-breaking three-run homer in the fourth inning as the Milwaukee Brewers slugged their way to another victory, 11-5 over the Baltimore Orioles. The Brewers have scored 58 runs in the last six games, with at least seven in each of them. That streak ties a franchise record set in 1982 and 1989. Milwaukee spotted the Orioles a 4-1 lead in the second inning, but didn't stay down long, as they came away with the win. They'll be back in action today as they are riding a four-game win streak with a 12:35 first pitch time against Baltimore, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
I can feel. to me.
us that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for me today, he will make a way.
Situation tonight that seems hopeless, and you think that God has forgotten you, but he hasn't. His word tells us that he has inscribed us on the palm of his hand, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He can make a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day,
Jesus' name.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a
sure.